This is sad, only version of Reno Center, July 26, 2020. Most comments and sharings and all the translations have been omitted.
Tonight's topic is question 25 from Most Precious, which is about how to relieve the tendency of the mind. First, I'm going to read the quotes from Sai Baba, and there are two of them that come together, that I pulled together to reflect this topic. I'm going to read them in English, and Mira will read them in Farsi. Quote, "The mind is a wonder. Its antics are even more surprising. It has no distinct form or shape. It assumes the shape or form of the thing it is involved in, wandering from wish to wish, flitting from one desire to another is its nature. So it is the cause of loss and grief, or elation and depression." Quote two, "Watch the mind just as you watch the cable through which the current flows. Do not establish contact with the mind. It is as bad as contacting the cable. Watch it from a distance. Then only can you derive bliss. Search for the cause of ignorance just where it resides. Then you will find that the mind, in association with sense objects, is the cause. Cut it off from the vision of sense objects, and spiritual wisdom dawns." Now I'd like to read question 25 from Most Precious. Question. "My mind still nags at me. Speak to us of how to relieve this tendency of the mind." Answer. Yes, the mind thinks, and it does it with a vengeance at times. Yet the heart beats, and we hardly complain about it, since it is its meritorious job. So treat both of them the same. Mind your being. Stillness is where you reside, not in the thoughts, whether they are good thoughts or bad thoughts. This way, it makes no difference to a watcher of the mind, but it makes a great difference to the one who converses actively with his mind. Ignore its validity and accept its activity as something that the mind does. That is all. The sun shines, the clouds produce rain, the trees give shade, the dogs bark, and so on. Add to this list, the mind thinks. It's that easy. Let's go into Most Precious and go line by line. Most Precious says, "Yes, the mind thinks, and it does it with a vengeance at times. Yet the heart beats, and we hardly complain about it, since it is its meritorious job. So treat both of them the same." Question, what does it mean to treat both of them the same? What is your experience with this truth? We have an audio from Negar. Can we play it?
Yeah.
سلام صد جون، خیلی خوشحالم از دیدنتون. سوالی که دارم اینه که من متوجه نمیشم با ذهنم هستم. چطور باید متوجهش بشم؟
Negar says, "Sat June, I have a question. I don't know when I'm going with my mind. How can I be aware of the fact that I'm going with my mind?"
There's nothing you can do at that time. وقتی که نمیدونی نمیدونی عزیزم. تا اینکه یادت بیفته. ولی هرچی بیشتر یادت بیفته کمتر یادت میره.
Every time we think we are dreaming,
We are not awake. هر موقع که فکر میکنیم دیگه تو ریالیتی تو بیداری نیستیم. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine که when we are involved with our thoughts, we are no longer in reality. We are in imagination. And we go unconscious, just like asleep. And there is nothing you can do, because when you're sleeping, you don't know you're sleeping. When you're dreaming, you don't know you're sleeping. So, Nigarjan, at that time, there is nothing to do until you're reminded again. Something wakes you up again to the reality of not going with your thoughts. یه چیزی بالاخره بیدارت میکنی که با افکارت نری، چون هر دفعه که ما تو افکارین واقعا خوابیم. برای که چیز آگاه نیستیم دیگه، چیز ناآگاه میشیم. And that happens to all of us. So it doesn't matter. If نداره.
I'm going to translate the first part that was only in English. That says, when you don't know, you don't know until you remember. But the more you remember, the less you forget.
Mind your being. Stillness is where you reside, not in the thoughts, whether they are good thoughts or bad thoughts. Question: what is your experience or understanding of this truth?
June, I have a question, if I may. For sure, I'm like 90% better in terms of stop meditation and not going with my mind. And now, when something like really grabs my attention, and for me, it's often feeling like I've been ripped off or something like that. First of all, I'm aware of it. I'm usually quite aware that I'm going with my mind. And then I even become aware that I have a choice. And then yet still, I don't always want to make that right choice. I still sometimes want to go with the mind. And at that point, it feels like a matter of willpower to me. Like I'm stuck on this. Is that a right perception of it? Or is there any advice you can offer me for those moments where I'm aware of it, I know I have a choice, and I'm struggling to make the right choice? Is it willpower?
Sorry, Bahar, I went blank. I went completely to silence. I can't answer you. I didn't even hear it.
June, I think that might have been the answer to my question. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next part. This way. It makes no difference to a watcher of the mind, but it makes a great difference to the one who converses actively with his mind. What is this? What is your experience or understanding of this truth?
Can we spend the next 5 minutes, instead of talking about controlling, how to not go with the mind, to actually not go with the mind? Can we just spend the remaining of our until 7 o'clock, and what we do with the eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter either way. Just be, just stay. Without any interference, just the silence. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Cavi, I think that last few minutes we were able to swallow the answer to that question with our own experience. And I think it's nothing better than firsthand experience. You guys lost me. Bye.